Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tim Smith with me. He just opened the new State Farm office here, which we're excited about. Tim's been a good friend for a long time. His whole family has. He's got a lot of information. He's been in the insurance business a while, so he's going to share a lot of great knowledge with you, maybe save you some money. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Tim, I appreciate you being here, man.
You bet. Thank you.
First of all, I want to congratulate you. I mean, what a great endeavor you're on. I mean, to start a brand new insurance deal. It's not brand new because State Farm's been around forever and ever and ever, which is one of the leading companies in the world, I guess. But first off, let's talk about a little bit of you. Tell us a little about you and your background. I certainly know your wife, the kiddos, outstanding golfers, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law. But tell us about you.
Absolutely. Sure. Well, thank you, Scott. And I appreciate you having me on your show here. We've been in the area, my wife and I, Sherry, and I have been in the area since 2007. I've been with State Farm for 15 years. We've been in the area 15 years, and I've been with State Farm 15 years. So Sherry and I have been here since 2007. We've got a couple boys, Jansen and Payne.
That are hellacious golfers.
Absolutely.
See, you can't say that. That are great golfers.
Well, they are. They enjoy it a lot. Jansen's a freshman at Central and playing on the golf team out there, and Payne's a fourth grader at Wall where Sherry teaches. So we're pretty tied into this community, and it's one that we love, and we wanted to raise our kids here, so we moved here from San Antonio back in 2007. As far as State Farm, I've been with State Farm since 2000 in a couple different capacities as a team member in an agency and also on a training side. So my background really comes from helping educate people and understanding what it is that they have available to them. And I wanted to kind of bring that heartbeat or that pulse, so to speak, to this agency. So January 1st, I took over Jerry Blackwood's agency. He retired after 32 years on College Hills. Yeah, he was in that same location for a long time. They're on College Hills across from CVS. So we took that same location, same phone number, a lot of the same staff. So it's been great. It's been an awesome month, and it's been everything that I dreamed it would be.
Well, excited. I didn't realize you'd been with State Farm that long. So it's a new venture for you, having your own place, but it's certainly not a new venture with your insurance education background.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got that wired. Let's go right in. Let's talk about some insurance opportunities.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of people realize State Farm is or State Farm's known for home and auto. That's something that we're really known for. But we can also help in a lot of other areas in your insurance and financial world. We do a lot of life insurance. We do a ton of Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance now with the Affordable Care Act. That's something that we can help people with. It's brand new to State Farm. That's something we haven't had until recently. We help people plan for their financial future with a full line of banking products from State Farm Bank. A lot of people don't realize that's available, but we've got home mortgages. We do a lot of vehicle loans, a lot of refinancing, a full family of deposit products. We have credit cards that help people lower their insurance premium as they use the card. So in addition to all that, we can help people plan for their financial future or their kids' education with some financial planning. So it's a really exciting time, honestly, to be with State Farm and to be an agent, because we do represent truly every end of your insurance and financial services world. And we, you know, we take a lot of pride in that. So it's a fun time right now.
And I didn't realize this, but in fact, when Daryl Eastman was with State Farm,
yeah,
right there, and in fact, was a good friend of mine, and that's how kind of
Knickerbocker,
got me in the State Farm world, and interviewed State Farm for a long, long time. But I do a program like with my youngest daughter, who's just turned 12.
Sure.
But I started out just put $50 a month in. They just draft my account every month, and I don't even really understand what it is, to be honest with you. Oh, I figured it was a college deal, but it's a share. You tell me a little bit about what I'm even in here. But I know it's added up now to where it's going to be, where she's going to need it, especially as expensive college is getting, where she's going to have some money to be able to
Take care of it. There, you know, the cost of college, the cost of university, even in Texas, if you stay in state, it used to be affordable for nearly everyone, but now it's risen to where it's still a tough thing to tackle. So we've got a ton of different products to help in that regard. And you mentioned you did one with Daryl years ago. It's a great time to start when they're young, right? Yeah. When they're hopefully in their fourth, fifth grade, something like that, when you can plan ahead and begin doing something like that, absolutely.
So it's good. Okay, we've got that. Okay, but let's talk about looking into the main homeowners, and that's where we're going to focus a little bit.
Absolutely. You know,
that's kind of our heartbeat. Different ones that State Farm has. I know there's all different policies, and you know, I know the hell insurance has been a big deal that people have been talking about.
Big time.
Kind of help us with recommendations for our listeners. You know, what do you recommend that where they buy a house from Scott Allison Real Estate, preferably with you want to tell me whether it be at Scott Allison Real Estate, which would be awesome. They need to get some insurance. What do they need to make sure they are covered? You know, they don't want to find out they're not covered in, when they have a loss. That, oh my God, that I wish.
Absolutely.
So help them with their wish list.
I think the best thing that I can tell your listeners is understand what it is you're buying. Understand how your roof is covered, whether it's covered at replacement cost, whether it's covered at actual cash value. How much is the insurance company going to pay for? How much are you going to have to pay for? What's your deductible? A lot of people don't know what their deductibles are these days. Traditionally, deductibles have risen over the last 10 or 15 years. So I think they need to understand a little bit more about their policy in terms of what does it pay for or what am I going to have to pay for? That's where a lot of people tend to probably not understand what it is that they have. With insurance also, with a homeowner's policy, you want to understand how much of my contents inside the house is covered. You know, we talk about a home in terms of the structure, but we have a lot of stuff inside the house. Mm-hmm. How much of that is covered, and how is it protected? Is my insurance company going to pay for what it costs to replace my house and all the stuff in it? Or is it going to give me what it's actually worth today? A sofa that you bought 20 years ago, it's not worth a whole lot right now, but it costs a lot to go replace it. So I think the other thing too, the last thing I'll say about homeowners insurance is what's covered. Is just a few named perils or named losses covered? Or is my policy an all-risk policy, something that is more broad in its scope? So if you have a relationship with an agent to sit down and visit and understand your policies, I think that's the first step. And anybody that we can help in that regard, we'd be glad to.
Oh, and I don't want toys. You know, a lot of us have toys. You gotta have toys. You know,
gotta have toys.
Gotta have toys.
Golf carts, all kinds of stuff.
We both have golf carts.
Absolutely.
And how does that fall? Like in homeowners, I park my golf cart in my garage.
Yes.
So is that covered under homeowners?
If it leaves the residence, we need to have, which it does. Yours does. Mine does every day. Hopefully, right? But yeah, if it leaves the residence, we've got to have a separate policy to cover that.
Okay, so but if somebody breaks in my house or my house burns down, my golf cart's in there, it's covered because it's in my house.
Most of the time it would be. We can't say all the time. There's certain provisions, of course. That's not something that I can objectively say yes every time. Yeah. I just can't do
so
that.
So you need
on
to actually sit down and get it. So probably you need probably a separate policy for the toys.
Absolutely. Most of the time we have a golf cart, it's going to leave the house. Yeah, it's not going to sit there.
And golf clubs, you know very well about new golf clubs. Expensive they are.
Very much so.
So something like that. But that's just an education process with your insurance agent. You need to sit down and
you know,
and
a lot of people
it.
Have. You know, gosh, I had a lady the other day who had a lot of jewelry. And homeowners policies, regardless who you buy it from, are going to limit how much we pay for jewelry. So we got to sit down and figure out how much you have in golf clubs, how much you have in firearms, how much you have in jewelry, so that we can get you covered appropriately, and whether it be on the homeowner's policy or a separate little
schedule,
policy.
Schedule something, whatever it's
yeah,
called.
We call it a personal articles policy, but perfect. A floater or a scheduled risk, yeah.
So you have it. So really, you would. I'll tell you one thing that you were talking years and years ago that I was told to do, and I still have never done, which is my bad, because we have a little place at the ranch too. He said, go take your video camera. Of course, back then I still remember him holding it like this.
Sure.
You know, but now it's with your phone. You could actually do it. So it'd be so easy. And Jeremy, you need to listen to this because, you know, all this little trivia, all the sports trivia stuff you have, but different things, to go video your house and talk while you're doing it and then have that kept somewhere where it's separate. Because if
great
you do
idea.
Have a theft or you have a burglary or a fire or something horrible, that way you can say, hey, you know, Tim, look at this. I forgot I had that picture, or look at this and this and this.
Well, that helps in the claims process in a big way. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, folks, I'm going to tell you, I was probably told that 20 years ago, still have not done it.
It's a good idea, right?
But it's a great idea. But do it. But I guess what they're getting here is that, okay, we've got the hail insurance. What about water? Water used to be a huge, huge deal.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. Water damage is near and dear to our heart. We, of all the claims that you'll have on a homeowner's policy, it seems like they fall into one of two camps. It seems like most of the time it's either a water loss or a hail claim. Those are the two biggies. Texas, it's been an interesting time the last 10 or 15 years with water damage. But with State Farm's policy, I'll get on my soapbox for just a little bit. We have a policy that covers water damage, and not many do. So when I say water damage, I'm talking about the stuff behind the walls that you may not see, may not know about until you have a wall cave in or you have something disastrous, something catastrophic happen. Water damage comes in a couple different variations. An accidental and sudden discharge, you know, you have you walk into the house, and like what happened to Sherry and I in San Antonio, we walked into the garage one day after being in San Angelo, actually, for the weekend, and we hear this sound, this...
Not a good sound.
Not a good sound. Mm-hmm. That was the ice maker that had been ruptured, and all weekend we had a foot of water in the kitchen when we got in there. So that's always going to be covered under most homeowners' policies. With our policy, we have something that we can add on that covers water damage that you may not see. Maybe going on behind the walls or a shower pan leak, that kind of thing. Not many policies offer that. We do, and we make that available to everybody that we can because it is so important. It is something that can be expensive, too, if you don't have it.
Well, I mean, for a while there, if you had a big water claim, the next buyer of that house would have a hard time even getting insurance.
You got that right. That's exactly right.
Is that still there?
Sure. Sure.
So, unless it's something major, would you turn it in or would you take care? One, you got to fix it, no matter what. Because, you know, if we sell a house, you're going to fill out a report that's going to say that you've had an issue or you haven't had an issue and that the issue's been taken care of. So, mm-hmm. But as far as getting new insurance and stuff like that, you know, if you have a little water leak, you fix it, you know, no big deal. Because a lot of people's deductible is $500,000, right?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be worth it. But if you don't, I mean, if it's major, obviously you need to turn it in. That's why you have insurance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we can work on as an advocate on behalf of that home buyer or home seller in that regard.
So you're going to advise them, say, you absolutely. Know what, this yeah. isn't worth turning in. And
absolutely.
Yes, this is something. Okay, see yeah. that. So first off, it's kind of like having a good realtor. You need a good insurance agent.
You got it. Yeah, I mean, insurance can be complex. It can be intimidating. It can be a hard subject matter and process. And to not have somebody who's working as an advocate on your behalf is, I think you're putting yourself behind the eight ball. So we enjoy doing that. We enjoy having that relationship and we take that responsibility very seriously. Because, you know, if you look at your household bills, your budget right now, where does insurance fall? If you rank all of your expenditures each month, it's probably in the top five, right? You look at health insurance, you look at car insurance, you look at everything you're spending insurance-wise, it's probably pretty high.
It's yeah.
Under your mortgage, under yes. your house payment, or maybe a car payment. So you got to have somebody helping you with that. You're paying a lot for it. You might as well get what you're paying for. You might as well get somebody to advise you and work with you and work for you.
That is the best advice I've ever heard right there, and it is. Well, it is.
Ever.
No, it's great because it's the truth. Get somebody that's going to look out for your interest.
That's right. That's right.
You know? I mean, yeah, you work for State Farm, but you know, I want you to take care of me too.
You got that right.
And that's the person I want
yeah.
right there.
Well, so and with stuff. State Farm, Scott, you own the company. It's a mutual company. We don't have a board of directors. We don't have a stock price. We're a mutual company. The policyholders own the company. So I truly do work for you.
So that's
absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Tim, a little bit, we're going to kind of finish up with this part, and we're going to go into some of the real estate issues and stuff. But kind of tell us a little something. What would be the biggest benefit for somebody walking into your office on College Hills?
Sure. Well, I appreciate that. So, you know, one thing that I think is important to us is we like to help people think of insurance in terms of what happens come claim time. You know, what happens if I file a claim on my homeowners, on my auto? If I have a life insurance policy, what happens come claim time? What do I want to pay for, and what do I want the insurance company to pay for? And I think on day one, when you're buying a policy, you got to have that conversation. What happens if I need to use this? Because insurance is just a promise. We're just promising to be there in the event something happens. So what's going to happen come claim time? You know, when you're buying a policy, that's a huge factor. So we like to get people thinking in terms of how much am I going to have to pay for a deductible? You know, if you don't know what your deductible is until a claim occurs and then you realize it's $1,000 to fix your bumper, you're out of pocket and you didn't know that, that's a problem. So we like to help people factor that in when they're making a purchase. And I guess the other thing is we talk a lot in terms of covering a house, covering a car. When people think of insurance, they think of stuff. They think of property. But it's the people inside that car. It's the people inside that house that really make the money to pay for this stuff. Mm-hmm. So we like to talk about what do you need to do to make sure you're protected? You know, and the way that I do that is I'll ask people, what's the most valuable asset you have? And they'll stop and they'll think, my house or my car or something. And I say, no, the most valuable asset you have is your ability to go out, kill something, drag it home. Your ability to go out and earn an income. And if you don't have that because of a sudden loss, because of a sudden disability, because of a sudden unexpected death, if that fact that you have or that ability that you have to go out and earn an income goes away, what's that going to do to your family left behind? What's that going to do to those that depend on you? So we try to communicate about this stuff in a real life way and paint pictures so that people understand what it is that they're buying and what it is that's going to happen when they need it. I tell people all the time, insurance is just a bill right up until the time you need it.
That's exactly right.
And then it can be a lifesaver if you've got someone helping you as an advocate along the way, properly plan for the future. And that's what we do.
And nobody wants to pay for insurance until you need it and without it.
That's exactly right. And you know, there's so many people that do business over the phone with a company far, far away. And every time you call, it's a different person. And you never can talk to the same person twice. And it's a phone tree. It's an 800 number.
And if they would at least speak English, even Spanish. English or, you know,
Spanish,
something
that would be good.
We can understand. Yeah, but, you know, the language they're speaking, I don't even understand any of it.
It's tough. It's tough when you're dealing with this subject matter with somebody over the phone far, far away. So I would invite anybody and everybody who needs this help that we're talking about to come visit us on College Hills. Across from Albertsons, across from CVS Pharmacy, we've been there literally 32 years, and we'll be there hopefully another 32 years.
Excellent information. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with some more information for you.